This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 4/3/2018, and you are listening to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your host, Daniel Brigman. So good to be with you. I know your time is precious, and thank you for spending it with us. We have a fantastic broadcast. We've got Michael Snyder from EconomicCollapseBlog.com is going to be joining us here in just a second. And then Wayne Blakely from Living Streams Probiotic about your gut. Expert after expert tells us that our health begins in our gut. And Wayne Blakely is no different. And a fantastic product to help your overall gut health and really your vibrancy. Your vibrancy begins more or less in the gut. Pretty interesting. Michael Snyder, of course, he's running for Congress. He's running to be part of our representative government. He is the writer of the Economic Collapse blog. He's been on several times. We love to have Michael Snyder on. I called Catherine. I said, "You got to get him. What's going on with his candidacy? We got to get him on. What can we do? What can the Power Hour do to help his candidacy? This is very important, I believe, and we're very, very glad to welcome back to the Power Hour Michael Snyder. Michael, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much for having me back. It's so good to be with you again today.
Yes, top of the hour. We usually don't have a guest right at the top, but you're starting to show off with a bang. Let's just get right to it. Give us an update on your candidacy, where you are, what you need from us. Just give us a little summary, if you would.
Absolutely. For those that don't know, I'm running for a seat in the United States Congress in Idaho's 1st Congressional District, which is essentially half the state. In fact, if you're listening from Idaho today, you're probably in my district because the other district's not quite as conservative. But if you imagine all the western counties from the very top of the Idaho Panhandle all the way down past Boise, down to the southern border of the state, that is my district. It's absolutely enormous. It's actually larger geographically than many U.S. states, and it takes about 10 to 12 hours to drive the whole thing. So we've been putting thousands of miles on the vehicles. We've been on flight after flight back and forth to South Idaho. And what we are doing is working. So thank you, everybody out there that has donated, that has gotten involved, because according to the latest numbers that we've gotten from our people in South Idaho that are tracking these things, we have now pulled even with the two other front runners in terms of name recognition. And now we always knew that we had the most enthusiasm from our hardcore base of support, people like you guys who are super excited about what we're trying to do, about taking our government back. But we always knew that we were a little bit behind in terms of broader name recognition with a couple of the other more seasoned politicians. But now we have pulled even with them in name recognition, and we're the ones with the momentum. Our numbers are surging. So the election is on May 15th, but in fact, people are going to start voting later this month. And so, if you live in Idaho, don't wait until May 15th to vote. Go out and vote as soon as early voting opens in your county, whether that's April 23rd, whether it's April 30th, because literally just a few weeks from now, people are going to start voting through the early voting process. And so that's going to be so key. So literally, we're looking at a little over 40 days. We're in a position to win it. That doesn't mean we will, but we're one of the front runners. And thanks to all of your hard work, everyone out there, and now we just need to push it over the finish line, and that's why we need your help. So I'd encourage everyone to go to MichaelSnyderForIdaho.com or MichaelSnyderForCongress.com and then click on the volunteer tab. If you want to volunteer, you can volunteer wherever you are in the nation, because we need people to make phone calls from all over the nation to people here in the state. We need people to help us with social media and other things. And, of course, you can donate from anywhere in the country. So if you go to Michael Snyder for Idaho.com or Michael Snyder for Congress.com, you can get involved in any of those ways.
all hands on deck, and you are making a headway here. I always felt like you had a chance, my friend. I don't know why. I'm just so proud of what you've accomplished up to this point, win, lose, or draw. The last time we talked, you had been on a debate with the rest of the candidates, and you kind of showed them up. I mean, but you did, and they were hesitant to do any more debates. Has that been the case? Have you been in a debate anymore with any of the other candidates?
Yeah, we had a debate on March 27th last week down in Ada County in the Boise area, where all the major candidates were there. But my main competitor really dragged his feet, insisted on major rule changes to the debate before he would even participate there. But they finally accommodated him and totally watered down the event so that he would participate. But everyone was there, and we did very well. And now we've got another big one coming up on April 14th that's being sponsored by KBOI, the big talk radio station down here. And so it's good for people to see the distinctions because, you know, people say, oh, they're all Republicans. They must be similar to one another. But that's not the case. And we should talk about what's going on in Washington because, you know, it's not enough just to elect Republicans anymore. Because you know what? I've been going around the district. In fact, just the other night, I held an event here in North Idaho. And I asked the people, I said, raise your hand if you approve of the job that Congress is doing right now. And you know what? Not a single person raised their hand. And that's the case wherever I go, all over the district. And I ask people that question, and no one ever raises their hand. But I'm talking to Republican audiences, but Republicans are in control of Congress. And nationally, the Congress only has a 15% approval rating. People hate Congress, even though Republicans are in control.
That's such a good point. And we've seen Trump, his agenda, I mean, like you just said, House, Senate, White House, all Republican. The last spending bill, I mean, it looked like Chuck Schumer wrote the thing. What is going on?
Yeah, it was $1.3 trillion omnibus spending bill. And they call it an omnibus because what they do is, you know, because they're not getting anything done the rest of the time, which later on we can talk about why they're not getting anything done. But then a deadline comes up and they're like, oh, we have to get everything done all at once. So they all throw it into a giant bill. It was 2,232 pages long. Members of Congress were given less than 24 hours to read it before they were expected to vote on it. That's the kind of thing Democrats used to do. Now Republicans are doing it. And in the bill, it fully funded Planned Parenthood. And there was money in there for all kinds of other liberal priorities. Like you said, it was like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi wrote the bill, but it was actually Paul Ryan's bill. And then for conservatives, there was a bump in military spending, but other than that, conservative priorities were almost completely ignored. And, I mean, an absolutely horrible, horrible bill, but then Republicans passed it because, you know, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell were pushing for it really hard. But it really represents a betrayal of the American people. And so I've taken a pledge that when I go to Congress, I will not vote for Paul Ryan for Speaker of the House. We need new leadership, and every rhino has got to go. That means Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, John McCain, all the rest of those rhinos have to go. And we need to take our government back because right now our government is failing the American people. So we took the presidency back in 2016. Now we need to take Congress back because Congress has failed us.
You mentioned the bill. Trump ended up signing the bill. He kind of regretted it afterward. Do you think he should have? Should he have vetoed it? What's your opinion there? Was he in a rock and a hard place? What?
Yeah, well, he was kind of between a rock and a hard place because he was potentially facing vetoing a bill and then having his own party override his own veto, which would be embarrassing. But I was deeply disappointed that he did not veto it. And, of course, the president has said that he will never sign another bill like it, and I very much support him in that. But, yeah, he should have vetoed it because it is, I mean, it's a horrible bill, explodes spending levels when we're already $21 trillion in debt. We've been adding more than $1 trillion a year to the national debt ever since Barack Obama first entered the White House. It's, you know, and this could destroy our republic all by itself, is this exploding national debt. And so we're in a situation where things are completely out of control, and I really, really wish President Trump would have vetoed it, because now conservatives all over the country are in an uproar, and they're demoralized. They're disgusted with this, Congress. They're disgusted with what they're getting out of Washington. And, you know, we're coming up to eventually November 2018, and usually the first midterm election of a new presidency goes very, very strong toward the other party, you know. So already, all things being equal, it would be expected for there to be a Democratic wave coming up in November. And now conservatives are totally disheartened, demoralized. They feel like they've been betrayed by the Republicans in D.C. again because of the spending bill. So many of those conservatives are threatening to stay home and not participate in the primaries. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, they're fired up. They're energized. They've got enthusiasm. They see this as their first giant chance to strike back at Trump. And so they've got all the energy and enthusiasm. Right now, the polling shows that. So the Republicans really just sabotage themselves, because midterm elections are all about getting your base of supporters to turn out. And right now, the Republican base is completely demoralized, and a lot of them are going to stay home unless something changes.
Well, let's go backwards, and you mentioned debt. You mentioned the $21 trillion. You know, you're an economist. The economiccollapseblog.com is kind of how you got known, how you originally came on the show. You've looked at this, and you've discussed this in your blog extensively. What solution can you see for that debt? Is there a way out of this? Can we grow out of it? Can we trade out of it? Can we negotiate? What? What do you see?
Yeah, well, ultimately, you know, our politicians are spending too much money, and that's a big part of the problem. And we just need to start trying to live within our means. But there's a problem with that, as I discuss everywhere on the campaign trail, is because our system is literally designed to create government debt. Let me explain. When the Federal Reserve System was put into place in 1913, it created a new system for how money comes into existence in our nation. And most people, if you go out there and ask them, where does money come from? Most people can't even give you an answer. But in our system, very, very briefly, our government just doesn't go and print up money. Instead, the Federal Reserve creates new money, and that's why it says Federal Reserve note right at the top of your dollar bill. And so when the federal government wants more money, they go to the Federal Reserve and say, hey, can you give us some more money? And in exchange, they give them U.S. Treasury bonds, which are debt. But in this process, more debt is created than the amount of money that's created. So how are we ever going to pay that off? Well, the theory is we'll take this new money that's created, and which has been exchanged for those bonds, which the Federal Reserve auctions off to the highest bidder. But the new money that's created will spin it through our economy at a fast enough rate and tax it at a high enough rate that eventually we'll be able to pay for everything the government needs to do, plus pay off the debt. Of course, that never happens. So then the government has to go back to the Federal Reserve and say, hey, we need more money. And then so more money is created and more U.S. Treasury bonds are auctioned off. But what it does is it creates an endless debt spiral from which we can never possibly escape. We've got to shut down the Federal Reserve if we want to do something about this national debt.
The website is michaelsniderforcongress.com, michaelsniderforcongress.com. And we are here with Michael Snyder on the other side. Very good information. Let's push them through, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're talking to Michael Snyder for Congress.com. Literally, Michael Snyder for Congress.com in Idaho's 1st District. And we want Michael to get there. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you know him. You know his philosophy. This is a patriot. This is American. This is a constitutionalist. There is a turning point in this country, and so we need to keep driving this. We can't rest on our laurels. Michael, we're talking about the Federal Reserve. Now, Kennedy in 62 or 63, might have been 63 right before he died, he started making U.S. notes that were not Federal Reserve notes, that the power to coin money, like it says in the Constitution, was taken back to Congress. Is that possible? Can we do that and just cut out the Federal Reserve altogether?
Yeah, it's entirely possible. We've just got to have the will to get it done. In fact, you know, those United States notes, people still, buy them and sell them as collector's items on eBay, you know, to this day. But of course, it's a very dangerous thing to do because shortly afterwards, President Kennedy was assassinated shortly after he started doing that. But we could do it today, and we've got to do it because, the Federal Reserve, we were talking about the national debt earlier. Since the Federal Reserve was established in 1913, the size of our national debt has gotten more than 6,000 times larger. You know, and the value of our dollar has fallen by more than 98%. And we've had 18 distinct recessions and or depressions. And many people believe that we're about to heading into another one. So this is one of the things, if we don't ever deal with the Federal Reserve, our long-term economic and financial problems will never be solved because it's one of those foundational things that we've got to deal with. Plus, we need someone to stand up for the people all over the world because ultimately, at this point, more than 99.9% of the population of the world lives in a country with a central bank at this point. So even though we can't get the entire world to agree on much of anything, somehow we've convinced the entire world almost that central banking is the way to go. But unfortunately, most politicians, most people running for office aren't even talking about these things, but it's at the really at the root of so many of our problems, and our exploding national debt will never get solved, because literally the way our system is designed now, it's designed to create government debt.
You brought up a great point before. If the Federal Reserve is going to print all the money, I mean, just think about this, ladies and gentlemen, and just say whatever that number is. Say it's $100, just whatever for the exercise. So the Federal Reserve prints $100 and then charges interest. It doesn't matter what the interest rate is, then you owe them back $101, whatever. You owe them $102. Well, there's only $100 in existence. If you got every dollar in existence, every single one, and gave it back to the Federal Reserve, you still would be short. This is the con here. This is the fraud that we're talking about. Michael's describing very well, actually. We got a couple minutes for a break. This is a short segment, Michael. Big topic, of course, probably, I'm sure, where you are in Idaho, very concerning for your constituents there, is the gun control. Parkland, Florida, what have you. What's your feelings about that, and how is Idaho, what's their attitude towards it?
Yeah, well, up here in Idaho, we love our guns. And so we had that tragedy in Florida, and the left has been politicizing it like crazy, trying to make it a massive push for gun control. And then we've seen so many Republicans start to waver on the Second Amendment and start to say, well, maybe we need to do something about bump stocks. Maybe we need to raise the age from 18 to 21. And that's super alarming, because our Second Amendment says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And I will never move from defending that a single inch, period. In fact, what I believe we need to do, and I'm the only candidate in this race proposing it, is not only do we need to hold the line, but we need to go back and repeal the major federal gun laws that are already infringing on our Second Amendment rights, talking about the Gun Control Act of 1968, the National Firearms Act of 1934, and then these federal agencies which are infringing our Second Amendment rights that have been harassing gun owners for decades, like the BATFE. I want to see them, their funding reduced. I want to see their power and their scope and their jurisdiction reduced as much as possible, eventually leading up to the complete abolition of the BATFE. If our Second Amendment rights were fully restored, I don't believe that we would even need a BATFE to be in existence. So I take a very, very strong stand on Second Amendment issues, and that's winning me a whole lot of support up here in Idaho, because up here in Idaho, people very, very much love the Second Amendment.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How is that being received, and is that different from the other candidates? Have they said anything different? Coming up on a break, 20 seconds.
Yeah, one of my main opponents is actually in favor of doing something about bump stocks and banning bump stocks. So, you know, elections matter. And here in Idaho, 4 out of 5 people stay home for the primaries. Only about 20% of Republican voters actually go to the polls and vote in primary. So we've got to get people out to vote, because elections really matter.
Very good. There's the music on the other side. We'll continue to talk about gun control and then immigration. A big story out of Central America, actually, up through Mexico, Trump on the border, border wall, military. Big subject. Michael Snyder for Congress.com. Let's get him elected, ladies and gentlemen. Do what you can. You know, you can just make calls, volunteer, anything. Stay tuned.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'd like to remind everybody of thepowermall.com. Of course, that's how we're funded. And all the great products, the Strauss Heart Drops, the REM Sleep, the Grown by Nature Vitamins, Dr. Group's Vitamins, of course, Wayne Blakely, the Living Stream Probiotics. It's all there. We need your purchases. We deserve your purchases. And we really appreciate them, as well as your donations. So thank you very much. Thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Thank you. And we're back with Michael Snyder for Congress. And you can go there, you can donate time, you can donate money, energy. Michael needs your energy right now. There's a fine line, a fine balance, as he talked about, between apathy and between really pushing this through. The spending bill just came up created a lot of apathy and a lot of discontent in a lot of ways. We need energy. Michael needs our energy. And so let's check it out and see how you can help Michael and his candidacy to go all the way to Washington and see what he can do. And we need him on that wall, so to speak. Michael, getting back to your constituency, as you go around, what is, you know, we've talked about guns, we've talked about the Federal Reserve a little bit. What is the most important thing on the Idahoans' minds?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, because it's kind of broader than just one issue, but wherever I go, and it touches on what I was talking about earlier, where I'll talk to crowds, I'll say, raise your hand if you approve of the job Congress is doing, and no one raises their hands, even though I'm talking to Republican crowds, and Republicans couldn't control Congress. But what people, wherever I go, there's a sense of dissatisfaction with government, with people. And, you know, we got to 2016, right? And it was Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. And most people thought Hillary Clinton would have won. And so I ask people, another question I ask people when I go around, I'll say, what do you think would have happened if Hillary Clinton would have won in 2016, won that election? And what most people tell me over and over, things like, Michael, it would have been over. We would have been finished. And what they mean by that is not that the United States of America wouldn't have continued to exist in some form as the, like, socialist states of America, you know, after 8 years of Hillary Clinton or whatever. But what they mean by that in terms of we would have been finished is our Constitution, what our founding fathers created, what generations of Americans have fought and bled and died for, the America that we grew up loving, our constitutional form of government, our constitutional republic, we may not have ever had a chance to get that back after 8 years of Hillary Clinton. Because leading into 2016, our constitutional republic was already hanging by a thread. And now that Donald Trump has won, does that mean America has been saved? No. But what it means is that maybe we have an opportunity to try to take our government back. So I'm not going to Washington to be part of the corrupt system. I'm not going to Washington to be a cog in the system and to try to make things marginally better. I'm going to Washington to turn the system completely upside down and to take our government back and to restore our constitutional republic. And that's what's resonating with the people here in Idaho. They don't want to send professional politicians to D.C. They want to send a fighter. They want fighters all over the nation to go and for us to have a second American revolution, not a revolution of guns and bullets, but a revolution of ideas and values and principles, and of people that will finally stand up, people with a backbone, because it seems like most people we had sent to Washington, they've had their backbone surgically removed. But sending someone to Washington that's going to stand up to the leadership of both parties and say, no, we're not going to do it this way anymore. The American people are going to take their government back.
Do you see, when you look at these groups, when you look in their eyes, do you see the will to do that? Or do you see trepidation or apathy? What do you see?
I do. Well, you know, when I'll go speak to a group of 50 or 100 people, and a lot of them have been burned by politicians over and over because, you know, these guys, they're con artists. They come around during election season and they tell us what we want to hear. They'll say, oh, I'm a constitutional conservative. I'm pro-life. I'm pro-gun. I want to do something about the national debt and all the things we want to hear. And then they go to Washington and they betray us over and over and over again. And people have been burned so long. And so at first when I get up in front of groups and people don't know me, they're kind of like, oh, is this another one of those guys? But then after they listen to me for 45 minutes or an hour, then by the end, we find that wherever we speak to groups, by the end, more than 90% of the people want to volunteer and donate and get involved. So we're winning people over tremendously because people are looking for a spark, something that will give them hope that we can get America back. Because if we don't stand up now, if we don't fight now in this narrow window of opportunity afforded by the Trump administration, this might be it. We may never get another opportunity. And people say, Michael, the federal government's too powerful. It's too big. The establishment is too entrenched. There's too much money. America is too far gone. We can't win. We can't fight the establishment. We can't fight the globalists. But what I would suggest is this. Our founding fathers, most of them were in their 20s and 30s. These were young men. and they stood up to the mighty British Empire, the most powerful empire in the entire world at that time, and they put everything on the line, their homes, their lives, their careers, their families, their fortunes, their futures, everything. And if they would have been caught by the British, they would have been hanged as traitors. But because they put everything on the line, the United States of America exists today. And so now this is our turn, because if we don't stand up and fight for America, fight to restore a constitutional republic, there's not going to be any sort of a future for our children and our grandchildren. So if we want America to be there for them in the future, now is the time to rise up and do something. So I'm calling on people all across this great land to stand up, to fight, to do something to take our government back, because if we don't, this is going to be the end. This is how the story is going to end. From our founding fathers all through the great history of our nation, this will be the generation when America fell, when our country went completely down the toilet. But I'm not going to let that happen. I choose to stand up. I choose to fight. And if the left is going to win, if they're going to take us down toward their socialist utopia, their godless socialist utopia, they're going to have to crawl over my dead body to do it.
Wow, I'm with you, brother. God, very inspiring. And you know, the great lesson of the first American Revolution was that a small minority of people willing to sacrifice everything for the cause of liberty cannot lose. I think that's the great lesson. And yesterday I was very encouraged. We had a guest on, a pastor, Nicholas Wright, came on, and a pastor out of Fort Worth, or near Fort Worth, Texas. And he was teaching all about this, about who you are, and about the surety for the debt in America, and the different jurisdictions, about being American and the Declaration of Independence, and is actually passing out Bill of Rights to his congregation. And I was just, I couldn't believe it. I was so encouraged. That's such a good sign. Talking to you, I get that same feeling. I'm so encouraged that there's a viable candidate like you who's saying these things. What I am not encouraged by, which I am very, 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 very concerned about, are the school system. I call them government schools now. Now, they're not even public schools. They're government schools, because that's what they teach, is government. The minds of our children, no question to me, have been poisoned, and almost unchecked communist Marxist ideals have been pumped into them for 20, 30 years. And now we're seeing the results. How concerned are you about schools, and what can be done to inject patriotism back into our youth?
I'm super concerned, because for years in my writing, I've called them liberal indoctrination centers, and that's really what they are. And now we see it today, where these young people are literally begging. They're begging to have their rights taken away. And so that's super alarming. And we've seen in the numbers, we can see in the polling, that each generation of Americans, as they get younger, they're more liberal. They're more socialist. And it's because of the schools. And then, of course, they go home and it's enforced by all the entertainment. But, you know, more than 90% of what we get through our televisions is controlled by the big corporate elite, by six giant media corporations. And so they're being fed, whether it's at school or through the entertainment once they get home, a worldview which is opposed to the Constitution, opposed to the Word of God, opposed to Christian values. And so they're being force-fed this worldview, which is totally opposed to what we were founded upon. So that's why I'm a big advocate of homeschooling. My sister homeschooled all her kids. We're going to homeschool our kids. Big advocate of private schools. My father actually taught at a private Christian school after he retired from the Navy. Big advocate of charter schools. But, of course, the government schools need to be fixed as well. And today, in the government schools, our kids are hardly being taught to read or write at all. We're falling behind the rest of the world in terms of proficiency in every area. But what they are being force-fed constantly is a value system. They're being taught, you know, how to feel about things, you know, how to look at things from a liberal point of view, and that has got to change. And one thing I'd like to see is the Department of Education completely shut down. That's one thing I'm running on, because this top-down control over education, if we remove that and then restore control over education to the local communities and to the parents, then, you know, I think we could have a big change, at least in conservative areas. And another thing we need to do, we need to abolish Common Core in all 50 states. And because Common Core is a complete and utter nightmare, even something as simple as how to add or subtract, how they're teaching kids to do it through Common Core curriculum today is a complete nightmare. We've got to abolish it in all 50 states.
There's the music. We have one last segment scheduled with Michael Snyder. MichaelSnyderForCongress.com. And Snyder's S-N-Y-D-E-R, correct, Michael? Michael, S-N-Y-D-E-R.
Yes. That's correct.
We'll be back after this.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Is very, very pleased to have Michael Snyder on, and a candidate of such credibility, of such constitutional merit, a whole history of examining our country's sound economic principles. I mean, that's what he's been. I mean, if you're in Idaho, I don't know how in the world, if you care about this country, if you care about the Constitution, I don't know how in the world you could even think about voting for anybody else. Anybody else. This is the man. And he needs your help. And so, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Snyder for Congress.com. You can go there. Michael, is there a phone number if somebody doesn't have internet access? Maybe they can call and donate or help in some other way. Is there a phone number?
Oh, absolutely. You can reach out to our campaign at 208-946-3352. And you can reach the campaign that way. Or, of course, online, Michael Snyder for Congress.com. Or you can email us at Michael@MichaelSnyderForCongress.com. And it's so important. People need to understand the urgency of this, because we're not just talking about 2 years, but because this is such a safe Republican district, one of the most conservative in the country, whoever wins this primary on May 15th is going to be the next member of Congress, because the general election in November is going to go for the Republican unless there's some sort of bizarre miracle. So, and then once somebody gets in there, say one of my opponents wins, and I know one of my opponents in particular wants a very long career in Washington. Literally, once he gets in there and is the incumbent and has the name recognition and the whole party behind him and the money and everything else, it's going to be virtually impossible to get him out. So once he gets in, he's going to stay there like 20 years or more. So literally the fate of this seat in Congress for the next 20 years could be determined on May 15th, 40 days from now. So people all over the country, if you want to win the seat for what the good guys, or it could go to one of the really, really, really bad guys. Guys, this is, we need to focus on winnable races around the country. We need to focus on where we can make a difference. And this seat in Congress, the fate of it for like the next 20 years could be decided 40 days from now. And we need your help.
I'm just excited that there's a candidate that can actually spell Constitution, spell Bill of Rights, spell Declaration of Independence, because most of them nowadays, you listen to them, and I don't know what country they're even from anymore. But 208-946-3352. 208-946-3352. Just a few minutes left. We have a small platoon, or a large platoon, I guess, company of people coming from Central America, Mexico's let them in, all the way up to towards the American border, supposedly. Nothing has been done. Trump took pretty drastic measures and says that the military is now going to the border. What is your feelings of this action?
Well, I support Trump 100%, because one of the things, and according to the U.S. Constitution, there's not a whole lot the federal government is actually supposed to do, but one of the few things the government's supposed to do is provide for the national defense and protect our borders. And so I'm glad President Trump wants to defend our borders, because for decades we've had a system of immigration that's totally messed up. You know, for people who want to come in through the front door legally, it's super complicated. It takes forever. It's extremely expensive. I've actually helped someone through the process. It's a total nightmare. Meanwhile, we've left the back door completely wide open for drug dealers, gang members, people that want to abuse the system, for even Islamic terrorists. You know, whoever wants to come in, we've left the back door completely wide open. So we need to shut the back door completely shut. That's why I support building a wall, which, of course, Congress has been blocking. So if like President Trump said, if they're not going to let us build a wall, well, then President Trump can deploy the military to the border to defend our borders. And so I support that 100%. We need to close the back door completely shut, make sure everyone's coming in legally through the front door, because even President Trump's wife is a legal immigrant. We just don't want people coming in through the back door all day long, causing chaos all over the country like we see right now.
We see the trade war. I get, you know, the media saying, corporate media saying, well, Trump is starting a trade war, which I don't know where they've been for the last 20 years. We've been in a trade war for over 20 years, but China's killing us. We're in a trade war. We're losing. And Trump has made a pretty firm stand about steel and aluminum, which is to me, is a national security issue to me, that we build our own steel. What's your feeling on the tariff? What's your feeling on the trade deficit, basically, that's building China? What's your feeling where that's going to go in renegotiating all this?
Oh, you're right. We've been getting absolutely killed by China, because we haven't had free trade. We haven't had fair trade. But what's been happening is For example, a vehicle that is produced in the United States will cost three times as much in China in some cases because of all the tariffs and things they put on it. But meanwhile, we've been letting them flood our shores with super cheap goods with no tariffs at all for decades. And so this unbalanced trade where China has been taking advantage of us for a very long time has resulted in more than 70,000 manufacturing facilities being shut down since China joined the WTO in 2001. We've lost millions of good-paying manufacturing jobs. Meanwhile, gleaming new factories have gone up all over China. They're becoming very, very wealthy. We've got a huge trade deficit with China, and in which they're systematically getting wealthier. We're getting poorer. Then we have to go back and borrow our money from China that we sent to them so we can pay our bills so the government can fund what it needs to fund. But, so I'm glad President Trump is finally standing up to China and saying, hey, we're not going to take it anymore. If you don't want a balanced playing field, well, then we're going to start making some changes. And so I fully support President Trump in standing up to China. Of course, then China's come back and then they hit a whole bunch of our products with a 25% tariff. And we should say, okay, China, if you want to do that, we'll just make it 25% across the board. We'll hit all of your products with a 25% tariff. And because China needs us a whole lot more than we need them, because we're their biggest market.
Bingo, bingo, bingo. I'm so glad that you recognize that. The corporate media is talking like they're our daddy or something. We built them. I hope everybody understands that. On the back of this trade imbalance, we built China. Whatever they are, we built it. It should say made in the USA on the bottom of the Chinese empire, whatever you want. That's the way I feel about it, but I digress. We got a couple minutes left, Michael. It's been an absolute pleasure. We are so behind you and so appreciative for all the sacrifices. I can only imagine easy what you are doing. I so look forward to the day of your election and taking a trip to Washington and be able to interview you live in your office in Washington. That's my goal for you. And we got about a minute or so left. Anything that you want to say in conclusion that's important to you, important for America, to encourage them, whatever. The floor is yours for the final time. Michael Snyder for Congress. God bless you.
Well, thank you. And I'd love to have you interview me in Washington. But in order to make that happen, if you guys want to send the next generation of Ron Pauls to Washington, if you want to send true patriots to Washington, you've got to act now. And this race is a winnable race right now. About 40 days to go, there are three front runners. We're running neck and neck. We've got the momentum, but that doesn't mean we're going to win. But we need your help. If you can contribute with phone calls, if you can contribute by making donations, if you can help us on social media, any way you can help us at all, please go to michaelsnyderforcongress.com or michaelsnyderforidaho.com and click on volunteer or click on contribute. Get involved, because literally we could win this 40 days from now. Doesn't mean we're going to, but if everyone out there gets involved and we all work together and we want it the most and we work the hardest, we can win this thing. So I'm asking for your help. Please help. Please help us take our government back. Please help us save our country, save our constitutional republic. We can do it if we can.
Perfect. Michael, stay right there. Don't hang up.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.